So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. My name's Dan Latto, and it's podcast 279. And in this podcast, we're going to talk to you about some of the favourite tools that I use to help me grow my business. Now, I'm not quite sure what you're expecting out of this, but it's not the tools that are important necessarily, but it's more about how you use the tools and for what purpose. And really, it's that we're going to deep dive into, because some of these tools you're already using, okay? Like Gmail, do you know what I mean? Everyone's using Gmail. Google Calendar, if you're not using that, you should be using that. But why are you using it, and for what purpose, and how are you using it? So that's really what we're going to cover today. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we've got 6 different tools. And we're going to do this one first, because this one's the most important. So I'm just reorganizing them so I can get them out in the order that you need to listen to them. Now, number one rule of business. It's probably not rule number one. Number one rule of business is never lose money. So this might be rule number 17. Let's just pick a random rule. Rule number 17. Here we go. Get your clients on the phone. This is so, so important. If I can speak to someone on the phone, there's a really good chance that at some point we're actually going to close them. Okay. We're going to get some business out of them. They're going to want to sign up and do some property coaching, some business coaching. They might want to do some social media content that we do. But we got to get them on the phone. If we don't get anybody on the phone, we're probably not closing, okay? Because the phone is still the most vital tool you've got. Now, you could be a little bit off on this and go, well, I use my laptop and I use Facebook Messenger and I video call. It's the same goddamn thing. You know what I mean? You've got to be able to speak to them, okay? Now, if you can use Facebook, even better. I use a lot of Facebook for closing clients. I use the video call especially. I put it on my phone. My phone's then on a tripod. I have a whiteboard behind me, so if I need to diagram anything, now they can see me. I'm sat in sunny Spain, so it reinforces the fact that I'm not making that up, because for some people in this world who make that stuff up, I know. But it reinforces that actually we do live in Spain. So getting the video camera on there works really well. But one of the biggest tools that I use is a tool setting appointments. It's called Book Like a Boss. And then when an email comes through, I can click a button and it adds it onto my calendar, and I can sync it with my calendar. So someone can only book a time that's actually available. They can't just, you know, if I've got the dentist at 4 o'clock on a Monday, they can't book that same one because it's blocked out and it says not available. So they have to book a different time. So I can synchronize it so that people actually can book a call and I'm going to be available. And also, if you want to book a call, you go onto my website and you can go and book an appointment. It's really, really easy to do. So Book Like a Boss for getting people on the phone. Once they're on the phone, then we can have a discussion about what is their business about? What are they about? What are the problems that they've got going on? What problems can I help them solve? Why me specifically? Why now specifically? What's been the trigger for you to make this phone call? I can get all those questions in and get a really good picture, a snapshot, if you like, of where they are in their business and really what the phone call is about. And then that can help me direct them to which solution might help them the best. So it's always solutions orientated sales. We don't sell stuff just for the sake of selling stuff. In fact, we turned a client down just yesterday because what they wanted wasn't what we do, or what they needed wasn't what we do. And it wasn't appropriate for their business. It just wasn't a right mix. They would have not necessarily wasted money, but they wouldn't have got such a good return on that money as an alternative form of marketing, because they're just out looking for random people. Totally random people that are not in their sphere of influence. And that's definitely not us. Except for Facebook ads, it is. And so actually we did move them onto a Facebook ads product, not the digital marketing content product, which is what they thought they wanted. But I could only find that information out once we know actually what they want. So a Book Like a Boss, great little piece of software, and there's a free option as well. The next one, which is also free, we use this for all communication with clients. So we use Slack. That's slack.com. So it's a little bit like chat boxes, basically. So you can have, you know, if I'm speaking to you directly, it's a direct message between you and me. And we can just type and chat really easy. If you want to do a video call, I think we can do video calls. We tend not to use it like that at all. It's all just text and typing. People, while you're going on with your day, you can see your messages come through and you can read it when it's convenient for you, and then you can type your response and then we pick it up when it's convenient for us to pick it up. Instead of a phone call, you've got to drop everything at all times just to have that one phone call. And if it's a bit of toing and throwing, it can take ages, you know. So Slack works really well. But then also you can have channels on Slack. So if we've got a client and there's three people at that client, and there's maybe two of us that need access to that, all five people can have access to that channel and we can all chat at the same time and everybody can read it. And then also if there's a problem and one person says one thing but the other person says the other thing, we can just pop over to Slack and go, well, actually, you said this and you said this, so you're both wrong or you're both right, or actually you're wrong or you're right, whichever. But there's no hiding. It's like completely transparent in terms of communication. And one of the problems that we find, not necessarily in our business and with clients, but what we find in general, is that when somebody has a falling out or a disagreement, it's communication that's actually at fault. Something's been miscommunicated, or person A is talking about one thing and person B thinks they're talking about something else completely, and that's where the mix-up gets in place. But at least when you have something like Slack, you can go back through the communication and make sure that you're both talking about the same stuff. It saves hours and hours and hours every single day. You think about how many staff members we have. It's considerable. We've got a lot of clients. So it's absolutely vital. You can sign up on the free one, which is great. Or you can pay for it. But paying for it's really expensive. It's like, I don't know, let's say it's £10 a user. £10 a user is really high. I can't remember what the pricing is because I've not checked, because we don't use the paid one. We're too tight for that. So we use the free one, which covers all our needs. Slack, perfect piece of kit there for online business growth, especially if you're running a team and especially if you've got clients. Now, also just on Slack, we have to educate clients why we need them to use Slack. And the reason is that, let's say you've got 10 clients. Client A wants to use Skype. Client B wants to use Facebook Messenger. Client C wants to use your mobile phone text. Client D wants to use WhatsApp. Client E wants to use LinkedIn. Client F wants to use Twitter. Client G wants to use Instagram for communication. Now you've got like all these different channels that you have to pick up your phone. Now I need to check Instagram and Snapchat and Twitter and Facebook and Skype and Slack and whatever else I've not said. Text messages. It's a nightmare. You spend all your time literally trying to find where messages are. Now we just send them to Slack. Everybody uses it. It's one of the requirements for all our clients is that you've got to use Slack. It's as simple as that. Because if not, it slows the whole machine down. Like, if you don't want to use Slack, you can do that. And actually, we'll just charge you more money. But just use Slack and we won't charge you more money. So, you know, so what are you going to do? Well, you're going to use Slack, right? But there's a level of education that has to go on there with our clients. One of the reasons why our prices are so good is because we've streamlined certain aspects of our business. And one of those is client communication, instead of, you know, having to go everywhere. Now, in addition to that, of course, they get a phone call once every 2 weeks anyway, like a client coaching call with our content coordinator. So we discuss on the phone, well, what have you got coming up? What events have you got? What special things do we need to talk about in your next videos and so on? And then we can create all that. We send it all over on Slack. They go, yeah, that's awesome, or no, change this. It all gets changed, send it over again, they confirm it, and then we schedule the whole lot. It's so much easier to streamline what you're doing when you're working with a team. And if you're not working in a team right now and you're a solopreneur, you need to start getting a team on board. There's absolutely no question in my mind that one of the biggest reasons why businesses don't do very well is because they maintain this idea that only them can run the business. Only them can do their magical thing. And I'll give you an example. I had a client and a mortgage broker, but had this belief system that only they could do the mortgage brokerage stuff. That was it. Only them could speak with clients. Well, it's just absolutely ridiculous. Well, how does big companies deal with it? You know, now the problem was that in this person only doing this and only being able to do this, I was passing clients over. And they were like, well, I left a message last week, it's not come back to me. And it's like, for goodness sake, you know. So we had to stop sending them leads. That's how ridiculous it is. And actually, if you just streamline that, and if you don't know how to streamline it, get yourself a coach. But when you get yourself a coach, you need to listen to what the coach bloody well says, unlike this particular individual, who even today is probably not able to pass work on to other people in her team. It's crazy. So this is why you need a team. And if you're going to get a team, you need to use Slack. Okay, four more to go. So number three, is it? Yeah, number three, Google Docs. So in the olden days, we used to use a spreadsheet called Excel, which was great. And it was great up to a point that, the version of Excel that I'm using is 2003. Okay, 16 years old, my version of Excel. And Microsoft, obviously, they keep releasing a brand new one every year. I don't need a brand new one. I don't need any fancy functions. I just need it to add up this column, do the calculation, subtract this column, cash flow forecast it forward for 12 months, open up another sheet. I don't need all this fancy stuff. So Google Docs is what I use. It's called Sheets on Google, so Google Sheets. But it's not the spreadsheet, because a spreadsheet is just a spreadsheet. You can use any old thing. It doesn't matter which one you use. I like Google Sheets because I can access it on my phone if I desire. I've got access to it because it's on the cloud. So as long as I've got an internet connection, I've got access to it. And my laptop downloads the latest copy. So if I'm on a plane, I can still update it. And then when I land and it synchronizes with the cloud, then it's synchronized. So love it. But it's not the application as such or which application that's important. It's what you use it for. And this is where we're going to Dan rant mode again. Because honestly, get yourself a spreadsheet with all of your incomings, all of your outgoings. So on mine, I've got property. I've got a spreadsheet just for property. I've then got a spreadsheet just for business. Okay. I've then got a spreadsheet for cash flow forecasting. So I've got one for property, and that's month by month, and I've got them going back all the way to January 2010, every single month, going back 9 years now, coming up to 10 years, in fact. So I can look back and take a snapshot of what the rentals market was 10 years ago for my own portfolio, which is really powerful when you're looking at have rents increased and by how much and which ones increased the most and which ones increased the least and so on. So, and by the way, I've got one property where the rent hasn't increased at all in 10 years. Which is amazing. It's a £1,000 two-bed flat. We've just clearly got very good pricing for it 2 years ago. Once this tenant moves out, which is going to be in about 18 months, that price will probably go up to about £1,300, £1,400. But anyway, but it's really interesting taking snapshots because it's like, oh, I need to get this one up. So your spreadsheet, so we've got one for each month, and then we've got cash flow forecast for property. We've got a cash flow forecast for business for this month. One for each month, and then we've got one for my own personal cash flow. And then that allows me to take a snapshot of what we've got coming up in the next 12 months. If you've not got anything like this, your business is going to stall. You know, it's black and white. It's not, well, it might do or it might not. It's just going to stall. And you might go, well, actually, Dan, we're already doing £1 million. Great, you could have been doing 10 million if you'd have done this. It's like George Best, you know, great football player, smokes and drinks. Yeah, but look how amazing he is. Yeah, but look how amazing he could have been. Like, even better, right? So you need a spreadsheet in order to help you stay on track. You've got to get your spreadsheet in place. If you haven't, then you're really going to let yourself down. Next one, Google Analytics, number four. So Google Analytics. So if you've not got this installed in your website, again, this is not black and white. You're just going to fail. Like, or let me rephrase that. You're not going to be as successful as you could be. And that just doesn't make sense to me. Why would you not want to give yourself the best opportunity to have the greatest amount of success? Well, of course you would. Like, why wouldn't you do that? So, one, get a spreadsheet. Two, get yourself Google Analytics. This will show you where, which pages, I should say, you're getting hit the most. And if you've done some work on some SEO, so for example, one of our pages, I can't give too much away here because people try and copy it and then try and knock us off top. off a number one placing on Google. But one of our pages gets us to number one, and we update it every so often. We add a bit more content, add a couple of extra videos, and that's literally, you know, we get like 40 people, what is it, about 40 people a week? Should we have a quick look? Because this is important in terms of how you're going to get, let's do last 28 days. So in the last 28 days, we've had 89 people on one particular page for a particular product and 86 people. So what's that? It's about It's about 90, it's about 180 people in the last 30 days have landed on two particular pages. They're both number one for slightly different keywords, but we've got 90 people a month. Now, 90 people a month's not a lot, but if you take, let's take 1% of that, because that's nine people. If nine people sign up on a £200 product, that's £1,800 a month. That's just from two random web pages getting to number one on Google. But if I don't know where they are, like, I don't know if they're the popular ones. So then what I do is I use another piece of software, which is called SERPstat. And you can use SERPstat or you can use Ahrefs. SERPstat will tell me, I could type in a keyword like, let's just say, Daniel Latter, let's just say. I can type that in and SERPstat will tell me where it ranks. So it's a rank tracker for keywords. So you need this in alignment with each other. So this one all comes under one umbrella. So it's Google Analytics and then it's SERPstat. SERP stands for Search Engine Results. I don't know what the P stands for. Protocol. I don't know what the P stands for. Anyway, SERPstat is what you also need. These two tools used in combination with each other will also give you a snapshot of one, which pages are coming up the top. And it's very interesting because, like, looking at this, in the last 28 days, we've got 53 people have hit a particular web page, which is some other person's name. And we're ranking for that other person's name. And it's like, oh, that's interesting. So let's now go into that person's name. Let's get some really good call to actions, and talk about our experiences with that person in a positive way, which it is anyway. And now we've got social proof for an alignment of somebody else, but we're actually driving traffic from their website onto ours, from Google, which is amazing. So now I can take that person's name, I can type it into SERPstat, and then it'll tell me where we are ranking for that person's name, and that tells me how much work I need to do on that web page. And generally, to rank on Google these days, you need at least 2,000, 2,500 words on a web page. So if you're not getting that, then it's not going to work for you. Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's just, this stuff blows me away. I'm just going to have a look now and see if that person's name comes up. It's not on SERPstat, actually, interestingly. So we're going to add that person's name onto SERPstat, and that will help us determine where it ranks and help us determine how much more work we need to do on that page to help get it ranking even more so we can take advantage of that. All very, very clever. Don't forget, you know, I've been in computers for at least 20 years. I mean, I was selling computer discs at age of 15. I wrote a hotel booking system at age 18 on COBOL 77. I wrote, in my GCSE, I got a C for this, but I wrote, it's called WIMP system, Windows Icons, Menus and Pointers. Basically, a mouse and a cursor, like, you know, Windows. I actually wrote a bit of software that emulated that in BBC Basic, and my computer teacher gave me a C because he couldn't understand why people would just point and click at things when you can just type things in. Yeah, because everybody just types commands from a command line these days, don't they? Nobody uses mice and Apple Macs and Windows 10 and all the rest of it. So it downgraded me, it got a C for it, and it was way ahead of its time. Anyway, so I've been in computers a long, long time, so I understand this stuff, and I'm not saying that you have to have an intimate knowledge of this stuff, but you have to be able to look at reports. That's crazy. Oh, no, I don't understand anything. I'm not looking at reports. Well, you don't want to see how many people have been on your website and what pages they're looking at. No. Oh, no, definitely not. Don't understand it. That's crazy. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Well, if I told you you've got, you know, one person going to the sales page and 28 people going to your family holiday pictures page, do you not think that might be important to change stuff up? Maybe swap your sales page around, put it on your holiday pics page, put certain calls to actions on there? Yeah. So that's why you need it. Okay, ranted enough about that. Next one, number five, Facebook. Like, seriously, Facebook for closing business. I close a lot of business on Facebook, and there's a number of ways in which I help our digital marketing company close business. And it's all to do with different types of content. So, okay, so number one, we put content out. We put Facebook Live, we put little videos, we put images, we put long tail copy, you know, long written copy. So why do we go Facebook Live? So we go Facebook Live to build trust, and we do little, we just started doing actually little intimate ones. We call them intimate, but not intimate. It's just Facebook Live. But I might be sat having a coffee and it's not a professional video at all. And it's not meant to be. It's just me with my life's thoughts, just having a little rant about something for people, just to let people in, just you and me having a little chat about life, universe and everything, you know, like you do with your mates. And so we find that works very well. And then we might have some videos when I'm driving. These are all pre-edited videos. We might have some videos when I'm walking the dog. We used to do that a long time ago, 5 or 6 years ago, because I used to walk the dog twice a day and I'd film. And for some reason, we don't do that as much, because where we walk the dog isn't as nice now. Oh, let me rephrase that. It is as nice, but it's just so busy because there's lots of people on the promenade doing the beach walk. And everyone's watching you when you film yourself, and I feel so self-conscious. Whereas if you're sat in a little cafe, you can get into a little corner somewhere. And usually we're outside on the beach anyway, so it looks really cool. But we create a lot of content, but the content is designed to do different things. You know, it's designed to build trust, designed to reinforce the concept that we actually do live here in Spain. And it's not, you know, we're not on holiday for this week, which some people do, as I've mentioned. So that works very well. The other type of stuff that we do is we invite people to speak to us on Facebook chat. If you want to come and chat on Facebook, then please do. We book appointments on Facebook. We speak via Facebook on the video messenger, so I can use a whiteboard. That works really well. Sometimes in the wealth creation group, I go live and I'm whiteboarding something. So I'm stood up and it's more like a webinar kind of thing. And you can get access to that. It's all completely free. You just got to join the particular group. But we use Facebook for closing business. Now, conversely, most people use Facebook for looking at pictures of cats and checking out friends and seeing, arguing about Brexit and all of that kind of thing. And, like, for me, that's not what Facebook was designed for. Facebook was designed for me to help me grow my business. That's it. I do speak with friends. I do chat about Brexit, although I try and avoid it. Anything negative, we're trying not to speak about, even though it might wind you up in some way. We just try and stay away from it. Politics, religion. I'm not very good at staying away from this stuff, by the way. So we try and stay away from it, but I'm not great at it. But really, you know, I wake up one morning, but I remember, actually, no, Facebook should be one-way traffic, me putting content out and then replying to other people who want to communicate or respond or interact in some way. That's really what Facebook should be about for me as a business owner. And it should be for you as well. Not just going on looking at cats. You know, like it used to be on YouTube, is that little bit of YouTube where you end up looking at aliens and all sorts of weird stuff, you know. And then suddenly Facebook seems to land on that as well. A lot of stuff on Facebook comes up on me is people owning bailiffs or TV licensing or people being idiots with police filming it. I don't know why. Clearly it's on previous stuff I've watched. But God knows why. And it's just such a dark part of the internet. And I'm like, no, Dan, you need to get off this. I have to pattern interrupt. Go record a Facebook Live and create content. You know, there's a saying, you're either consuming content or you're creating content. And I'm like, oh, I'm consuming content. Let's go create some content for other people to consume. That's how you're going to get, like, not famous, but that's how you're going to get more people buying more stuff. You've got to attract more people. That's why we use Facebook for closing business. And yeah, there's LinkedIn and Twitter and Instagram, but we get our best responses off Facebook for whatever reason. Maybe it's because that's my preferred method. Okay, last one, number 6, Google Calendar. Like, don't forget, you know, this is not about the apps as such. This is about how we use them and what we use them for. Let me just grab a quick drink of coffee here. So what do we use Google for? Well, time management and task management specifically. Like, I woke up this morning and straight away it's like shower between 8:30 and 9 and just generally get awake, check emails, that kind of thing. Podcast 9 till 9:30. And then after that, 9:30 till 10, I've got write a long form copy for social media. And then basically I've not got anything until 3 o'clock today. And that's, there's a couple of things going on there. There is videos for one of my membership sites, which we're going to create, which we are creating. And we're just recording like 10 videos a day. So it's 10 videos per module, one module per day, 13 modules. We'll get you a fully fledged membership site, all filmed and ready to go that you can sell, which is cool. So that's what we're doing today. So I don't wake up today and go, what shall I do? It's booked in. The cleaner's coming at some point later today. So at that point, when she gets in, I'm not sure what time she's getting here, actually. About 12-ish, I assume. Might even be 11. But at that point, I'm going to get up and go to the coffee shop and I'm going to go Facebook Live. And that's where we'll have that intimate chat. She finishes doing what she needs to do in the front room. And then I can come back and crack on with some more work. So it's all determined, predetermined by me. I decided yesterday and the day before what I was going to do today. And next week, because everyone's back at school next week, when I look at next week, I've got a very busy week ahead. And I've got everything lined up. I've got coaching clients in there. I've got sales calls in there. I've got time allocated for recording videos to go into membership site. I've got time allocated for writing copy and creating the podcast and all of that kind of thing. And then I've got gaps in there for if something pops up that I need to fill it with, then I can fill it with, or I can just go for a walk on a beach if that's what I choose to do. But this is why we use Google Calendar. And you can use, you know, a notebook or a diary, but you can't, you know, you can't change diaries. You can't delete something. So if I want to do my podcast this afternoon instead of this morning, on a diary I have to cross it out and it looks really scruffy, then I've got no space to write anything in. But on Google Calendar, I can just move it. I can click on it and move it down. And then if I'm out and about and I'm like, what have I got on this afternoon? I can log into my phone, check Google Calendar, and it will tell me exactly where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be doing. It makes me very, very, very efficient. Now, I don't always use Google Calendar. It depends how busy I am. But just as we're going into September, we've had pretty much 8 weeks off. So I'm raring to go. Can't wait to get into work properly. And it's, you know, it's a little warm up this week because wife and little one are out from 9 o'clock in the, well, from 8:30 in the morning till 3, and then they're back home. And so it limits how much work we can do. But next week, we're out full time and I'm straight into it because I love what I do. But I can plan that using Google Calendar and everything gets done more or less when I say it's going to get done. I'd say 90% of it. Impossible almost to do 100% of exactly what you're going to do, I've found. Even the most disciplined person has that difficulty. So Google Calendar is a game changer. The time management system that I use is called a Friday Night Review. It's mine. I created it. You get it included in every membership course that we're putting out now because it's so important for you to actually understand how to manage your time. Most people have no idea and they're trying to fit, you know, the equivalent is trying to fit a 2 litre water of bottle into a 1 litre bottle of time. You know, you've got 2 litres of stuff to do and only 1 litre in which time-wise to do it. Well, you're not going to be able to do it. And then you get upset that you've not had a productive day when actually you filled the 1 litre bottle with all the stuff that you were supposed to do. But now you've got the other litre that's not left done and then you get upset. So this is why we do it. Now, if I've got 15 litres, I have to find 15 litres of time. I hope you're understanding the metaphor I'm using here. But if I've only got 10 litres worth of time and I've got 15 litres worth of task, I'm going to have 5 left over. So why would I get upset about that? Doesn't make any sense. You're getting upset about just physics, for crying out loud. It's impossible to put 15 hours of stuff into 10 hours. And you people go, yeah, well, I'll just do 2 things at once or I work faster. That's just crazy. So the quality is going to go down. Arnold Schwarzenegger, if you sleep 8 hours, sleep 6 hours, just sleep faster. Doesn't quite work like that, but so Google Calendar is definitely one of those that you need to add on. And that, my friends, is it. They are some of the stuff that I use. Obviously, I use more, but they're the main ones that I wanted to cover today. But I hope that's useful for you, and hopefully you can implement some of that as well. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.